Matt Drudge, how did you find the story that made you famous about the Monica Lewinsky scandal? How did you come across
that? Oh, that made me super famous.
Yeah, you were quite famous before.
I had already had, ABC had given me already a whole Nightline. I'd already been sued for $30 million by Bill Clinton's right-hand man, profiles in Time and Newsweek and People and Entertainment Weekly. They're all the same thing. Before Lewinsky, so that just sort of shot it up into the stratosphere. How did I get that? It was an email. The first one, anyway. Months before I reported it, it was one of these emails on the entire story. Betty Curry, Lucianne Goldberg, Trip Recordings, intern Lewinsky. I said, what am I going to do with that? That sounds ridiculous. I got so many of these emails on the stewardess, the secretary, Miss America, the cousin, the cousin's cousin, the cousin's cousin, cousin, cousin. They were all there. It was like a harem inside the White House. And I said, I can't do anything with any of these. So it sat. A few months later, of course, the deposition was in play, and I got a call from one of the lawyers in the room saying Clinton was grilled about Lewinsky, and Newsweek was set to go. I pick up the phone, call Lucianne Goldberg. She goes, Newsweek is not set to go. And I said, well, a guy named Drudge is.